T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to New York Mets Spring Training Baseball. This afternoon, the Mets open up the 2020 exhibition season.
The sports world has gone dark. All major leagues have either suspended or canceled their season.
For us to have a season and play, we need to have a collective effort of being conscious of and health conscious of what's going on here.
There are definitely challenges on a daily basis, especially at the start, as we get acclimated to, you know, the guidelines and the protocols that we got to fulfill.
From Citi Field in Flushing, Queens, at long last, we welcome you to New York Mets Baseball.
Cespedes hammers one deep to left, down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It's gone. A home run. Yoenis Cespedes has welcomed back baseball and himself.
Conforto swings, hits one to deep right. Back goes Brinson. And there it goes. Home run. Michael Conforto.
Alonso hammers this one toward the left field corner. That ball is deep, and it's gone. A home run. Pete Alonso bangs that one just above the orange line in left field.
And now the players on both teams wave their caps at each other. The Mets are headed back to their dugout, the Marlins to theirs, and now the Mets players are walking off the field as well, saluting each other by doffing their caps. Lewis Brinson has just placed a Black Lives Matter t-shirt on top of home plate. 2-0, Chapman deals. Breaking ball lined in the air to left. That's pretty deep. Back near the wall, it might go. Home run! Home run! Ahmed Rosario! A pinch hit home run! The Mets are all pouring out of the dugout. They have won the ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Mets have won it on a pinch hit home run by Ahmed Rosario.
3-2 to Anderson. On the outside corner, strike three, call number 14 for Jacob deGrom. It ties his career high. Horrible news to report tonight that Tom Seaver has passed away. The franchise, the greatest Met of all time, 75 years old.
I'm totally numb. I mean, I can't believe that the most celebrated icon in the history of the franchise, the guy who symbolized so much of what the Mets were when he was there, is gone. I'm not ready to accept it yet.
Alonso rips it down the left field line toward the corner. It's deep, and it is gone! A home run! A walk-off! And Pete Alonso, with a leadoff two-run homer in extra innings, has given the Mets a come-from-behind victory of 9-7 against the New York Yankees. One day after the death of the franchise, Tom Seaver.
Swing and a drive, well hit to right. Conforto going back, way back, way back, reaches, and he made the catch! He made the catch over his shoulder and runs softly into the fence to the right of the 370 mark. One of the defensive plays of the year from the New York Mets. The 0-1 to Nimmo, a curve hit deep to right field. The Mets are going to take the lead, and there she goes! Brandon Nimmo hits a hanger!